visit. So we're very happy to have YS in. Mazel tov to YS on the birth of a nephew, to his sister and brother-in-law, the Rofez. So very happy to have you here. After Chizuk, we'll take a quick group picture, Davin Marv, and then whoever's planning on going back for the Shasathon.
Perfect.
All right, without further ado, Rav Y.S. Friedman.
Good, thank you. Chill for arranging all this, jumping through all the bureaucratic hoops. It's good to see all of you. You're giving me chizuk. Good to see all of you, thank you. Parshat Acharimot begins with it says Acharimot, deaths of Nadav and Avihu. And if you recall, there's a big discussion amongst all the Rishonim, what was the Avera, the Chait of Nadav and Avihu. But lost in that, because there's 10 answers there, and lost in that discussion, though, is not what they did, but why they did it. Okay, meaning there's the whole discussion, was it Eish Zara, were they drunk, were they paskening shalas in front of Moshe Rabbeinu? What was it that they were doing? That's all the discussion. But what about why they did it? Because we shouldn't be thinking of Nadav and Avihu as these Rishayim. In fact, Rashi tells us that that's the pshat of Bekrovaya Kadesh, that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to Aaron, you know, somebody had to get punished. I thought it would be me or you. It turns out your sons are even holier than me. So what's going on here? Nadav and Avihu are even holier than Aaron and Moshe. Is this one of those things that, like, at a hesped, you can say whatever you want? It doesn't matter if it's true, just because say nice things. Like, Moshe, they're more kadosh than Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Netziv has a very interesting comment. See a nice index of very interesting Netzivs on this great new website, wordfinder.com. Okay, the Netziv has a comment. He says that Nadav and Avihu were exhibiting tremendous avas Hashem. Avas Hashem. They loved Hashem so much that that's why they did what they did. And the Torah is saying they did what they did, and it wasn't kasher tzivah Hashem. Kasher tzivah Hashem and Moshe. It wasn't exactly what Hashem commanded, and therefore they were punished. But it wasn't, don't think of them as Rishayim. They were tzaddikim who had tremendous avas Hashem. This comment of the Netziv parallels the same comment regarding Adas Korach. If you look at Parshas Korach, the same thing. Chazal tells us, Rashi Sanhedrin, who were the people who joined Korach? Major Talmidei Chachamim. Don't think of them as, says the Netziv, as 250 rabble-rousers Rishayim. What were these people trying to do? They were trying to grow in their Avodas Hashem. They had such Avas Hashem, such Chiva L'makom, that they want, I want to do more, I want to do the most, I want to be the best, I want to be so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wouldn't it be amazing if I were the one bringing the Korbanos? Wow, I would be the best Korban bringer. And that was their motivation. This wasn't Rishayim. These were people who were striving for Avas Hashem. The problem is that it's not just Avas Hashem that matters. It matters what Hashem commanded. What Hashem commanded, that's what you're supposed to do. Not just what you feel like doing. And what that means, though, is that there's a tafkid you have. There's the role you have. There's what you're supposed to do. And not trying to do more or trying to do too much. That's the Yetzer Hara talking. The Yetzer Hara is the one telling you that every at-bat you have to hit a 10-run home run. And that's not possible, I think. Okay? That's not possible to do that. But yet, that's what we're trying to do. And I don't know who was speaking where you were, but wherever I was during Corona, they were all talking about, oh, we're finally going to get back to shul, and it's going to be amazing. And now there's going to be no more talking, and everybody's going to feel welcome, and we're going to have such kavana, and there's going to be no phones, and all the things, the problems that they felt they had in the world, now that we have this newfound appreciation of finally getting to learn, getting to daven the way we want. Oh, and guess what? Okay, I'm here back in New York, and I feel like I went back in time, because you guys are well behind corona-wise. The whole one person getting all the aliyahs thing, I haven't seen that in so long. I was like, oh yeah, that's what they do. And the way you guys are sitting, I don't even know what that is. Okay, I feel like I went back in time. But we were doing that, and now they're no longer doing that in Eretz Yisrael. And guess what? I don't want to burst your bubble, and maybe you guys will have a different experience. But for most of us, it was like we went on a year of shlichut and came back. And everything was still the same. And there was still talking in shul. And there was still not maximizing the most possible. And the reason I feel is because everyone was expecting that all of a sudden we're going to jump. We're going to jump and all of a sudden we're going to be malachim. You're going to get back, and now, finally, we have the opportunity to be in the Beis Knesses. We've been davening. Please let us get back to shul. Please just let us go back to our makom. Please get rid of all these plastic and all these masks. And everything will be perfect. Well, no. Because trying to get to perfect is not what the Ribbono Shel Olam is asking of us. That's great. You have this Avos Hashem. You're trying to do everything all at once in one jump. Ain't patentim. There's no shortcuts. You can't jump at all. You have to do it one step at a time. You have to do what your tafkid is. Zusha's not asked why he's not Rabbi Akiva. He's asked why he's not Zusha. And that's all for all of us. What all of us has to do is, and that's why this is chizuk, is what all of you are doing day in and day out. Getting up, morning Seder, afternoon Seder, classes, night Seder. That's what it is. Don't come, oh, now I'm back in the Beis Medrash, it's no longer on Zoom. Okay, yes, we should be striving to improve. We should always be striving to improve. We're going to try to maximize the use of our time, the most potential to achieve the greatest potential that we have in our morning Seder. Yes, we should be trying to improve it. But if you're expecting the perfect morning Seder, because now I'm finally back learning with my chavrusa in the base, and it's going to be great, and we're never going to battle. That's trying to do it all in one step. And that's the mistake. You can't do it all in one step, and you're letting the perfect, and it's going to just oppress you. And you're letting the perfect be the enemy of the good. The good is doing your tafkid, doing your learning, doing what you're supposed to be doing. Try to improve it a little bit, one step at a time. And the chizuk is that all of you here right now, learning in person, in Yeshiva University, you're all doing the right thing. That's the chizuk. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. Don't expect it. Okay, and finally, most of you told me you had one vaccine, so we'll have the second vaccine, and then, don't expect the world to be that much different. Okay? Your job is to do your job. Your job is to continue learning. And that's the chizuk. And you should also be mechazik us. Stay in touch with your Rebbeim. Come visit us when you can, when they open the gates. We look forward to seeing all of you back in yeshiva. Sign up to watch the virtual dinner, whatever it is to maintain your kesher to yeshiva. That's what the tafkid is. That's not ten steps at once, one step at a time, and that's the chizuk that I can give all of you. So shkoyach, so good to see all of you. So nice that all of you came out for this. And again, yasher koach to Shana. And he's over there. Okay, thank you.